The world is fundamentally changing and a lot of old ways don't work anymore. I believe there was never more prominent time for this radical change and building our businesses differently. My name is Elaira, and in this new Business Paradigm podcast, I challenge all business concepts and I bring new and different perspectives for the ways we work, build our businesses, and ourselves. I believe in the economy of care, and I stand for creating businesses your own authentic way while doing it with ease, effortless flow, and joy. I would like to invite the experience of entrepreneurship as the journey of more homecoming to yourself. I think we all went into this untasteful feeling and experiences with this unhealthy masculine approach to marketing and business and how we structure and how we run the business. And a lot of us are kind of bittersweet around it, but then what else? Like, what is the alternative? Like, how do we do it? And I think these were the key reasons that I step now in a new cycle of my business, which is talking about different way of doing business regarding the marketing, regarding the sales, but also approaching that in the balance of masculine and feminine. And I think the last drop of it was for me when I started to notice the huge trend now going this feminine approach, trying to balance, as you said, Reese, trying to overcompensate that unhealthy masculine. So there's a trend now, another extreme, where all the women trying to step up in this lavish 6-7 figures businesses. And it's all about like how to become 6-8 figures entrepreneur. So I see there's a new trend, you know, trying to this pendulum in a way, it was one extreme. Now we're going to complete another extreme, which is nothing wrong with it. I really appreciate it. And I really admire women are stepping into their own leadership and owning the money. They were excluded a lot from that table. But it's also, you know, it's just the healing journey. And at a certain point, that pendulum will come back to that balance, how I see it. Because we all have that masculine and feminine energy in us. It's not just one or just another. And there is this balance, you know, some of us have more feminine, some of us have more masculine approach, which works for us in the beautiful balanced way. And only when you find that sweet spot of the balance where it's for you, it's only then it works in the balance. Otherwise, if it's overweighting in one side or another, it's always the other side try to overcompensate. So when is too much masculine, if there's no feminine energy, there's no feminine approach, then masculine form in business becomes only doing, only action business, but there's no substance, there's no heart, there's no essence behind it. So that's why we have this burnout, busy, busy culture, because that's the unhealthy doing, you know, achievement, goals, but there is no way of being, there's no fuel of the heart, there's no energy of essence of that offering, whatever direction we are going. So it's like going, but without really clear direction where your heart is leading you to. But then if there is too much feminine, you know, which is now another trend, like, oh, going with the flow and just being, just flowing, then nothing can get done. And there's no results and there's no structure. So, you know, without each other, without that dance of this beautiful balance, there's no possible way of really having thriving and successful business, because especially with this feminine approach and this flow and this being and just trying to sense and feel everything, there is not really trust and safety a lot from the clients, because clients really trust you when there is safety, when there is structure. It's like, is there consistency? Are you there having my back? Are you reliable? Can you hold me? And that's the masculine energy. And then only when there is this structure and that structural capacity, and this what I call masculine capacity there, then the feminine can flow with a very strong power, because then the feminine flow is directed towards some kind of direction instead of being dispersed in different directions. It's like, I love that comparison always. I say it's feminine energy is like river, it's like water, and the masculine energy is that bank that holds the water. So if there is no bank or clear direction how that water is directed, there's no structure of it, the water becomes like without power. It becomes this and disperses all over the place, and it loses the really powerful way it can go. And if there is this bank of the river, you know, that container that holds that structure that directs the flow, then we have very, very, very powerful flow of energy. And that's what I see in business. And that's what I see worked for me the best, also to find that balance in the way I do business as the culture of my business, as the rhythm of my business, but also how I do sales. You know, we are having this leftover from this very masculine business paradigm that only doing in business is working on your business. But actually, equally important, if it's not more sometimes, is that way of being in your business, allowing yourself spaciousness to be, to contemplate, to think, to feel. It's allowing yourself space to honor the cycles when you finish something, you know, to integrate before you start something else. It's allowing yourself to create without expectation, without outcome and result, just because that's the feminine. It just wants to create. It just wants to experience. It just wants to feel. And that's a big part of the business culture that we don't include as business. I have a lot of people who are going through different phases, especially, you know, when you go from one cycle of your business or one career or one business model, like you, Karina, are shifting now towards another. It requires that spaciousness to feel, to transition, to integrate, to tap into, you know, where your heart is with that before you go in towards action. And that what often people don't consider as doing business. They or you know, people like really, oh my gosh, I'm not productive. I'm not really producing stuff. But that's the masculine energy. Feminine energy is fermentation phase. Is, you know, like really going in your honoring the cyclic nature also, because every phase of your business has different cycle, and money flow of your business have different cycle. Your offerings have different cycle. Everything in your business is very cyclic. So that part where we don't honor that cyclic nature is we don't honor our feminine nature in business, feminine energy in a way. And for me, feminine energy is that intimacy, that connection, that care, you know, because if you look in the feminine energy essence and the need, it wants to relate, it wants to love, it wants to connect, it wants intimacy. And that's what we lost in old business paradigm and old marketing way of doing. And this is why I, for example, my approach is, turns out it is a little bit more feminine than masculine. I'm naturally more feminine and more about sensuality and flow. And that's maybe it resonates with people a lot. But because I have damn good structural capacity, because I have very strong structures that holds me, then my flow can really shine out. My being can really shine out because I'm very clear how my cash in comes in and how I structure my workload, how I structure my support, how I support my clients. There's a super strong structure behind the scenes. And then my feminine can flow. And then there is space for feminine. Because also when you don't have good structural capacity, then you figure out there's no space for honoring that feminine flow. There's no space for creativity in your agenda. So it's kind of balance between dance between both. And what I learned also, why it's good to know what is your style, but actually if you do business, it's very good to consider both approaches. That's again the dance and the balance, because there are two types of clients also in the way they buy. There's this feminine intuitive buyers, and there are this more masculine, more logical, analytical buyers. So usually in all my launches that I do, I first have a wave of intuitive buyers who don't need my sales page, who don't need evidence. They don't need agenda what's going to be included in the program. They just feel the energy. They feel my vibe. They feel my way of being. And they pull towards that. That's the feminine. Feminine is literally people who are drawn more towards you, your way of being. It's like, wow, it's so cool. I want to feel next to you. I want to be in your world. I want to experience you. I want intimacy. I want to relate in that mysteriousness, in that discovery, in that curiosity. How is in relationship with you? And they often like get pulled because of my excitement, because how I am excited about my offers and how like my way of translating the energy essence of it. And then there's another wave of clients which are more masculine. And this is where the landing page come in hand. And I know a lot of people now are selling without landing pages, or they say, oh, connect with me and I will send you the landing page or more information. So it's again that feminine approach. Let's build the intimacy. And then we see it from there. Let's have that relationship. But I have clients who are way more masculine approach. And they say, no, I need to know when is the program, what's included, what's the cost, what are the times when I will get out of it. You know, I need the facts. I need the logic. And I need to know what's in it. So these are the clients more you go towards them. It's like, you know, again, that masculine, like I'm going towards you. Feminine, you're coming and magnetically towards me because I'm just dancing the dance. And those clients, sometimes like they appear for me out of the blue. I even didn't know they follow me. You know, they just were there and now they just need extra facts. And then they usually never buy right away. They need more evidence. They need your credibility. They need your experience. They need your achievements more. You know, what is behind. So I'm sharing this because there is, you know, there was a way of very masculine way of selling before, you know, all certificates, all titles, all achievements. It was very, very much the wave, but then it kind of lost a bit the momentum because the feminine approach is including itself now. And it's including totally different way the relating, the selling is happening. And for me, it's always like the balance and the dance there, because I also have different audiences. I don't work only with women, though it's not about being woman and a man. We all have masculine and feminine energy, but it's also, you know, being man and a woman. I have quite some beautiful men in my audience, and I want to also to speak with them and find that balance also for everyone, for more generic audience. So, and I'm also myself, I did show, buy and invest very intuitive sales, like very feminine way. I was like, oh, I'm excited, I'm ignited, I'm passionate about it, you know, like that part. But then because it was so from the feminine place, the hangover kicks in, and then it's like, oh my gosh, but when is it? Is it like, is it a time zone that I can participate even, you know? And then, you know, that masculine part kicks in anyway. And that's why I recommend to have elaborate sales pages or your very elaborate approach, because then the person can go on the landing page like, ah, okay, these are the things it's promised. This is what I will get. Okay, I can come down now. I'm held. You know? Yeah, and this is another thing that why I in the first place I started to launch a Sacred Sales Voice program, because I want to share with the world the way I do launches, and it's so different, and also how I connect with audience, but also how I, more importantly, connect with the offers and the business, and it comes from that really energetic place. So I literally go a little bit deeper into the energy of the offering or the product or the energy of my business, because I literally feel everything is energy, and all our offerings and the business, it has its own identity. It has its own energy, own character, and it has its own purpose. And it's again applying that feminine approach of like, okay, let's connect, let's have intimacy, let's hear each other out. And I'm more looking myself for in my offerings as I'm like this masculine structure that let those beautiful energies go through me. So I rather not trying to overcompensate thinking what action I should do. I often like meditate, and I have those tracks. I'm getting famous for those tracks. For the business to connect in this meditative state of, okay, so this offering, what is the energy here? What is energy signature? And also I ask, like, how do you want to be expressed? How do you want to go? You know, where do you want to flow? How can I support you? So I also approach that in this masculine and feminine balance of how I relate with the offers. And then every offer is so different, such a different energy. It's like, you know, different baby, you have to honor their character. So I approached like that, and I let that energy to instruct me. And when I got in the block or constriction or like a lot of mind questions, I know I reached kind of limitation or capacity edge of or connection with this offer or this business. And I need to come back to that heart connection. If I don't know where it needs to go, I need to come back to that feminine intimacy with that, like listening to each other and listening where it wants to go now, or why did we lose that connection? Or it can be, I reach this capacity edge because I'm invited to step up differently. I'm invited to show up differently. Like, what does it teach me here in a way? So that's how I like basically do all the launches, and I do all the programs. And I'm never ready for it. I will be very honest. I'm never 100% ready. I'm never 100% know it all. But I feel I'm in constant that intimate energetic connection. And it's kind of this loop of flirtatious, deep listening to each other, and then see, okay, so now it wants to go here, or now it wants to go here. With this Sacred Sales Voice program, I started totally differently. The plan of the launch, it came from very masculine approach, and this program I couldn't access it from that place. It just like it disappears from my field, and I cannot hold it. And I was like, oh, I want to share with people, but it's like, I lost the access. Only access I could, this energy, this program allows me to access when I'm from the feminine, when I'm like from my heart open, then it reveals itself. It's only way that it's allowed me to be in relation with it. So that's how I kind of look into all launches and all programs, and then it becomes more easeful.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, it's just too, becomes too heavy, too complicated, too heady, too much up here, and too masculine. You know, I have to have decisions. I need to know where I need to go. I have to have figured everything out. I have to have a strategy. And feminine approach is literally what is here right now, what I'm feeling, and where do I want to flow, and then next step, and then next step, and then we see where we are. And also, you know, we have this pressure of rush, and you know, it's also a little bit masculine energy, you know, like achievement, rush. I want to have clarity. I want to know where I'm going. I want to recognize, I want to take right decisions, you know, that to figure it out. That's a little bit, again, old paradigm pressure. And there is, when I'm feeling in that vibe, I always stop. I always stop, you know, because it also triggers in that unhealthy masculine approach, which triggers your into unsafety, because then you're trying to control because you're already losing control. So instead, you know, going down direction, I would say, okay, so what is really happening here? Why I'm tensed, what my body is communicating, what my body is craving for, and what would be the most easeful way for me to approach it? You know, and just let your body kind of communicate with you what it needs, what this business needs in a way. Yeah, that's kind of very nice nutshell of all my programs. You know, that's what I'm kind of supporting people to find that balance and that journey, and to build from a very powerful but easeful way of expansion and growth. For me personally, it was a journey, you know, to balance those, because I used to overwork and be too much in the doing versus the being. And now I realized, actually, I just was allergic to unethical sales. I was allergic to disconnection. I was allergic to that consumerism, that approach. And I have a choice not to do that. And I made my heart promise that the way I will build business and the way I will earn money will come from very pure, clean, loving place. And structures and that masculine approach really creates me safety for my nervous system, that I can lean back. I have financial stability. I have planned through all the year how my programs are showing up. And that gives certain way of your feminine and your nervous system safety to lean back and create from the place I want to instead of I need to. So structures, you know, also brings, there's a lot of benefits when you look, you know, in the structures, how they support your creativity, how they empower, but also how they bring your gifts and your medicine to people that they need you. Because without that, there is no, without masculine structure, masculine energy, there's no also that's happening. For me personally, the deepest transformations I started to reach with people when I really stepped up very healthy in my masculine structures. And masculine structures, it means I always start on time. I'm very clear of my boundaries. I'm very clear in my no and very clear in my yes. And that gives people safety. You know, like the part of the role of the masculine structure is to give safety for the feminine. It allows feminine to be seen. It allows a feminine to lean back and surrender. And this is where, like, on the surface, I look very feminine and in my approach, very feminine. But as I said, like, I figured out very early in my career in my line of work, safety is everything, because this is where you can go very deep. This is where you, because the client feels she's holding me. I feel very clear structure and container. I know she's very clear. There was no this passive aggressive feminine energy in the field. And that would give people like deep surrender in their feminine energy, in their innocence, in their vulnerability, in their depth, in a way, in their sensations and feelings. So without that, I think, you know, then it's it becomes this toxic femininity and toxic masculinity without feminine, without heart, without feeling. Another version of feminine and masculine energy in business I want to give you is the artist and entrepreneur. So the artist is the one who, you know, just wants to create, has this amazing idea of the show, and then he does the show, and then it's like, okay, I'm done with it. I'm already done halfway before it happened. I want to move on to another thing. That's the creative flow. And entrepreneur side, the masculine side, is like, wait a minute, but this is such a good deal. We can make it repetitive and we can have a cash flow. Oh, look, but how can we make the bridge so people can come? Like, how can we connect this, you know, that business side also? So you see that dance, and there's no right or wrong, and there's no one better than another. It's just constant dance of the marriage of those two. Like, how do you play with that? And you have to find ways, you know, what works for you authentically. Like, for example, I figured out the way I do launches, the way I launch programs, it's super artist. It's like, I don't think who will, you know, it never worked for me. Like, what is my niche, who I'm speaking to now? Like, this one wants to come through me, you know, this is what is happening. And then, you know, people find the, will show up themselves. I don't care, you know. And then there's this entrepreneur side, like, no, wait a minute. Like, you have to bridge, you have to bring it to the people. So it's it's that dance. Other people approach it, their creativity and creating business from very different approach. Like, okay, I'm more entrepreneur. Like, oh, I see this problem I'm solving. You know, this is what they need. I can identify the person. It's more who. And then, you know, they find the solution for that person. It's like this businessman, entrepreneur, problem solver. And for me, it was never who. For me, it was like, what and how. That was my niche, you know. It's that artist way. And I keep doing that. And then I, on the way, I figured out, I bring my entrepreneur side on me. And I was like, okay, so who is the person who needs this? You know? And because of that feminine energy, people are drawn to me of my way of being and who I am. So people find me because of that feminine way themselves. I don't need to kind of search for them. But sometimes, you know, if I want, especially now I'm expanding my business, I need to have that dance stronger. I need to have that balance stronger because my audience is broader and I'm also capable to hold more audience. So it's literally the dance. It's literally that beautiful balance in between, but also conversation with both parts and letting them work together. Sometimes, you know, my feminine is such a queen, my gosh, that it's just so strong. It's like, I will not do anything. You cannot push me. Like my cat, literally. Like, I'm here, but if you push me, I will not do anything. So how I find ways around it is like, okay, you need, what do you need? What do you need to kind of flow? And it's like, oh, I need beauty. I need inspiration. I need slow tea time with a nice view and chandeliers, please. And then I go and give that, but then I have agreement. Okay, I, you know, that masculine structure. Okay, queen, you can have all of that for 2 hours. But then we go and do it tomorrow or later in the afternoon, we go and do it. And it somehow, you know, balances it out and it works it out. Or, yeah, or naturally it comes to the movement. Like, okay, now I really need to get it done. So Yeah, it's such an interesting journey, but you need to kind of explore. And also there are seasons. Like I notice, like, again, cyclic, sometimes my masculine energy is so on. And then I'm in like very strong visibility, sharing, doing, launching mode. And then I go complete hermit. It's also, and then I go in this reflective and this being and this slow mode, no doing, just being mode. And my body kind of itself finds the dance there. And I just trying to honor that, not to put the restrictions on that. And then somehow everything gets done. Everything gets done with ease. But it needs to be the balance. Yeah, that's very juicy conversation that I can continue talking about for hours, because it's a little bit what I want to see in the world also, that everyone in their business find that balance and find that approach that works for them, which is combine both parts. And I want you both also to find that healthy balance in a way you show up in the world, in the way you express, because also, you know, even though on the paper you can do everything right, people feel the energetics, people becoming more and more sensitive around it.